Today on Wings, Hindu weddings performed by priestesses, not priests, are a new and different cultural trend. Kalpana Pradhan reports for Wings from Kolkata.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Weddings are auspicious events and memorable moments in people's life. Most people want to decorate the day with all the happiness. But during the COVID pandemic situation in India, weddings became smaller and fewer, and the never-ending ceremonies and long guest lists got trimmed. As per the latest government notification, the number of invitees to weddings and family gatherings has restricted to 50 to check the surge in COVID cases. Invitees have to ensure social distancing and must wear masks. But if the wedding is touted as progressive and totally different from the other weddings, then it is difficult to control gatherings in the ceremony. That's just happened recently at a wedding ceremony in Kolkata, where the wedding has conducted by priestess. Kolkata is the cultural capital of the country and known as progressive city as well.
I pray to the Supreme Power, may our souls be united, may our hearts speak of unity in the long journey of life.
The style of marriage is very different from the traditional rules of the Bengali society. The female priest simplifies each and every Sanskrit hymn to English and Bengali for the bride and the groom to chant.
May your heart be mine, may your joy be mine, may your sorrow be mine. May our consciousness be aware of the same goal. Listen to my words with care and love. May our bond of love be eternal.
They introduce the bride as the daughter of mother. First, they pronounced mother's name and then father, while her troupe sings song of Rabindra Sangeet in the background, song written by famous poet Rabindranath Tagore.
Shivaste Santu Panthana, may your path be auspicious.
The ambience at the marriage hall was full of respect and love to the ceremony.
I feel really at home.
Sanchita Bala felt proud to be a part of social reform.
Such a proud moment that, you know, most of the heritage and culture and all the traditions that I have seen also here at this wedding, most of the elderly women have taken up all these rituals and they have made sure that everything goes perfectly. So I think as a female also, it'd be really nice to see all the female priests and, you know, them taking up the responsibility and, you know, making things work really smooth and nice.
It was actually my mom's choice and decision.
Mohana Baito. By profession, she is a psychologist. In her own wedding, she wants the priest to be a woman to do away with the age-old rituals.
I just feel it being of a very feminist move on my mother's part to bring in her, bring in the female pandits. Then being a part of it today, but I think the work they are doing, what they have been doing for so many years, it's, I mean, hats off to their work, right? And today, I just feel blessed to be a part of that change, to be a part of that social movement.
In Hindu marriages, father of the bride officiates Kanyadan, the act of gifting the girl to the groom and his family. The basic norms of marriage revolves around Kanyadan. The Hindu marriage is not complete or possible without Kanyadan. The practice is actually hundreds of years old. But nowadays, female priests are arranging marriage without Kanyadan to change the stereotype of old patriarchal system. I spoke with female priest and Sanskrit language professor of Jadavpur University, Nandini Bhaumik. She is renowned as the first female priest in the country, discarding the old rituals like Kanyadan in her wedding script to make the Indian society more open-minded.
Yes, of course, we discard the ritual of Kanyadan. Nowadays, women are educated, they are emancipated, they earn. How can they be regarded as a commodity and given away? Well, we will study, we will gather knowledge, and we will maintain the same age-old norms. The norms also have to be changed with time. Everything changes with time. So in our method, there is no Kanyadan, there is no Kanakanjali. Kanakanjali in Bengali is paying debt, the parents' debt, paying back. The bride, when she goes away the next day to her in-law's house, she throws a bit of rice grains back. She doesn't look back. She throws it backward, and her mother, she takes it in her aanchal, the pallu, as if her daughter is paying back the debt of rice, the rice she had eaten all these years. That seems ridiculous in this time. So naturally, those rituals which do not conform with this time, the present time, we with respect have discarded those rituals. With respect, that is very important, because when these norms were in vogue, that time, I think there were some, it was needed. There was some need to include such norms. So we do not know the need of that time. But we are seeing that the norms have come down to us. And if we change certain norms and give a bit of extra love and respect to the girl who is getting married, what's the harm?
You have changed a lot, the wedding ceremony, when music also an integrated part.
In our method of priesthood, we have picked and choose only certain hymns from the Vedic literature which convey equal love and respect and rights to both the bride and the groom. In our method, both the bride and the groom participate equally in the rituals of the wedding ceremony. In our method, all the extra rituals which are more elaborate and complicated are avoided. In our method, we include Tagore songs, because we believe that Rabindranath Tagore, he was a sage. He was very knowledgeable in the Vedic literature, and his poems and his songs say the same thing that are written in the Vedas. So our hymns from the Vedas and songs from Rabindranath Tagore say almost the same thing. So songs are an integral part of the ceremony performed by Shubhamastu.
Historically, these rituals have had minimum participation of the bride, but in today's context, they have changed the entire script. New script of Nandini Bhoumik has started a new wave across the country. Not only families willing to get their children married by female priest, but young educated youths started approaching such progressive weddings. The changed rituals by female priest is finding acceptance from the societies, where bride and groom both are equal partners, and this is the main attraction for girls to choose female priest in their weddings. As said, Agnita Banerjee, an advocate, and Shanchita Bala, a MBA student.
Equality, of course, comes into the play. I would prioritize having a female priest. So I think male priests, you know, do it in a more structural way, but a female priest will have an emotion towards, you know, the entire process and will know what is the bride's and the groom's for.
This is a noble profession, and I'm an advocate working as a trademark examiner. So I believe in this right to equality. The main thing is being a woman and finding a woman doing a different profession out of it is like commendable. So not only marriage, so any kind of celebration, I would love to recommend her.
On Wings, you are listening to Kalpana Pradhan's report on priestesses performing and reforming Hindu weddings. She attended such a wedding in Kolkata, and she interviewed the groundbreaking female priest, Nandini Bhoumik.
Now, Nandini Bhoumik is the known name in the society as a female priest, and she has solemnized more than 50 marriages in and around Kolkata in last couple of years. Besides being a priestess, Nandini leads a group of women priests, formed an organization called Shubhamastu, a Sanskrit term that roughly translates to let it prosper. The organization has been striving hard to give rise to the concept of equality in wedding rituals. In Hindu norms, a woman was never allowed to take up the prestigious work of a priest, and the male priest has always the prime role in the Hindu society. Nandini Bhoumik was saying the beginning of her journey was not easy.
In the initial stage, nobody called us because nobody believed in what we were doing. And now it's just the opposite. We are so popular that we cannot give time to people. And almost a year and a half from now, dates are booked and we are closed for further bookings. Just imagine the popularity that we have achieved only through our dedication, our love and passion for this work. We are working still. We are doing research on this constantly and constantly developing our script to such an extent that we have taken priesthood to a form, an art form. It is priesthood art, as we call it. Yeah, it is short, it is crisp, it is very spiritual, and it is very entertaining. It is musical. So this is a complete art form. We dress up suitably for the occasion. In weddings, we dress up. We all four priests dress up very gorgeously. When we are performing a homage to the departed, we dress up in that mood. When we are going to a housewarming ceremony, we dress up in that mood. So in our costume designing also, we have brought about a reform. And you will be very happy to hear that famous boutiques in Kolkata are coming up to sponsor our costumes because they want to be a part of our work, our social reform that we are doing.
What about your family support? Are they very supportive?
Regarding family support, I should say that I was brought up in such a family. My parents and my grandmother especially, she belonged to such an old time. But all three of them were so open-minded, very, very broad-minded, and they were much ahead of their time. They brought me up in a beautiful surrounding with such beautiful teachings that I never learned to discriminate between persons, regardless of caste, creed, religion, or gender. To me, all men are equal. They have equal respect, and I have developed within myself equal love and respect for all human beings. And after my marriage in my in-laws' house, initially, of course, there was a bit resistance because my idealistic thoughts were not very common to everybody. In the Indian society is always used to such norms regarding religious practices and all that, where there is discrimination, a lot of discrimination, especially regarding caste and gender. There was a bit resistance, but eventually everything went the right way. And they, all of them greeted me, and now they are extremely comfortable and proud of the work that I do.
Daughter is not a property or commodity to give away. So marriage without Kannadan to change the age-old tradition and to accept the modern concept of marriage is the latest trend to the young and educated woman. As said Dr. Ananya Bhoumik, she was the first woman in Kolkata who got married in 2018 by female priest. Also, she is the daughter of female priest Nandini Bhoumik.
The fact that this kind of marriage, this process of marriage rather, is against Kanyadan, I like that. Well, my husband and his family are extremely supportive. I had a love marriage, so they totally understood my way of thought. So I didn't have much problem to make him understand that. But yes, again, today, I think we are breaking it again, and we are moving towards equality. Like my generation is much more open-minded than my mother's generation. So I would say that is a step forward. And I hope that my next generation, that is my children, they would be even more open-minded. Of course, things which involved gender inequality or looking down upon any section of the society, those rituals, I think it's high time we do away with them. And I'm sure in the next generations to come, people are going to do away with them.
Now the priestess across the country are challenging the age-old patriarchal norms. Not only Kolkata, but people of Mumbai also accepting women priesthood in the society. Mumbai is known as the most advanced city in India, a city that many people in the country aspire to live in is Mumbai. There are a number of priest training schools where females are going trained for priesthood. They follow the ideology of modifying beliefs and rituals as per the time, keeping the ancient essence alive. They have been training priests, including women, with the knowledge of priesthood so that they can work as a professional priest. Durga Shiratkar, a cyber law expert, her life took a turn when she began priesthood training to become a women priest. That time, very few women were into the male-dominated field. She is a well-qualified woman hailing from middle-class Maharashtrian family. She was explaining why she discarded the old rituals like Kannadan in the wedding ceremony. Durga Shiratkar.
Till date, I have been performing many pujas, housewarming, the wedding rituals, birth ceremony, thread ceremony, and many more. I enjoyed doing it till date. The society readily accepted me. I perform the wedding rituals. There is a ritual called Kanyadan. The spelling of it is Kanyaadan. You know, the meaning of Kanya is unmarried girl. And Adana, Adana, that means extending rights. In olden days, there was a practice of bride price. That means the groom had to pay a price for the bride to her parents. And only then the bride was in his custody. She was handed over to the groom. But later on what happened, you know, there was a epidemic of bride price. Not all the grooms were in a situation to pay. In the 15th century somewhere during the Vijayanagara Empire. So the Brahmins those days created a social legislation to adopt the marriage system of Kanyadan. That means no money should be paid to the bride's parents. This was to fight the epidemic of bride price. In case if anyone does that, he would be punished by the local king, by the king in that empire. Hence the bride price concept was stopped. And you know, Kanyadan. Now later on it's like, you know, the spelling went wrong. Kanyadan. One A was deleted. So Kanya means unmarried girl. And Dana, Dana. That means you're a charity. So it was like, you know, considered, it became a custom, you know. It was a misconcept, a custom, man-made custom. And it was considered like daughter is given as dan, as a charity to the groom. She was considered as the private property of the groom after her marriage, groom and his family. And that's how, you know, sad to say, the slavery system started. See, we shouldn't generalize. But then, you know, the daughter, she was the daughter-in-law of the family. She was harassed. Not all the daughter-in-laws, but she was harassed at the hands of the in-laws, husband. Because they thought like she adopted her. Her father has given her as a dan, as a charity. Now she is my private property. Her parents and her family, they don't have any right over her. They have extended the rights to us. So, according to Hindu religion, rituals are more important than customs and traditions. Customs and traditions are man-made. Now, what I do is, it had come to my mind years back that they tell us not to perform the ritual of Kanyadan. All the people who are getting married these days agreed with that. This ritual is like, you know, at the time of marriage, the bride's father holds her right hand and keeps it on the right hand of the groom. That means from this moment onwards, I have handed over my daughter to you. And what people feel that she is the private property of the groom as well as his family. So I have stopped doing this ritual. And you know, the society has accepted it readily. Of lately, I had got a call from a groom and his family. Like, you know, they are getting married in the month of June and they want to delete this particular Kanyadan Vidhi. I was so happy. Rather, men have accepted it so positively.
I came to know that from your childhood, you wanted to be a priest.
People these days, like, you know, they are educated. Women are heading in all the fields. And why not in this field? I also wanted to be a priest. When I was in school days, first of all, I hail from Vasai, which is a Catholic locality, majority Catholic population. So we were surrounded by Catholics all over. Very few Hindu families in our locality. It was very difficult to find a priest to perform any kind of pujas. I had heard while in school and also in college that in Pune, there are female priests who perform pujas. Gradually, years passed and my Guruji, who was performing pujas since the year 1987-88, he also thought of training bhajis. Our basic test was taken. I am very, very fortunate. My father, he was also very encouraging. He always felt proud. He encouraged me a lot about my priesthood.
Till date, in the rural part of the country, people are not very welcomed women's role and participation in religious practices due to menstruation. People believed priesthood is a work of devotion and contact with God, which is not be possible if she is a woman. They believe women's body and mind never be pure due to menstruation. So women do not have rights to be a priest. But for last couple of years, female priests are coming forward with changed script where bride and groom have equal participation in marriage and people are accepting female priests in weddings and in other social functions too. Now male priests also coming forward to accept progressive marriage with discarded the age-old rituals in their wedding script. While a growing number of women are finding acceptance as private priests who conduct rituals. And recently the southern state of the country, the Tamil Nadu government has acknowledged the rights of the female priests to perform in public temples too. Experts are saying growing acceptances of the female priests in the society is a good sign. And this is the beginning of the end of another male stronghold. Kalpana Pradhan, Wings, Kolkata, India.
To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org. You can also see our daily news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Thank you to all our supporters, including WERU-FM, your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, who hosts fortnightly salons with feminist activists and thinkers on the subject of the gift economy. Find videos of these events and more at maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's maternalgifteconomymovement, all one word, .org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer, Frieda Worden. Supplemental music in this program is from the 2007 album, Marriage Songs from Tagore. Much of the poet's work was set to music by composer Rabindra Sangeet. The language is Bengali. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.